You're listening to the world famous
The Bomb Pod!
Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod.
The Bomb Pod, baby! I'm gonna be honest, which is probably the best podcast I've heard in a couple months. Like, sometimes the things he says make sense, but sometimes they don't, and it's okay though, cause he's funny and shit.
I love the Bomb Pod. I listen to it while I'm on the toilet at work hiding from my boss. Listening to the Bomb Pod, hosted by Joda.
Listen, man, you either gotta do the damn thing, or you're not doing the damn thing, but the real question is, what's the damn thing you're gonna do?
Brother, I told you a long time ago, from Hype City, there's only one way up, player, and that's Pipe City.
You gotta plan out. The thing is, if you don't ever do that, you're gonna keep being a fucking loser. You fucking loser, all right? You can't do that no more. It's getting crazy, okay?
Hell, sometimes I don't know either, man. I'm just trying to figure out like everyone else, man. I'm dumb, you know what I'm saying? I'm out here.
Guys, welcome to a brand new episode of the pod, the Bomb Pod, brought to you by Miami's new freezing winter. It is Wednesday, and you woke up with like 40 degrees today, 30 degrees or some shit. Ain't nobody trying to have all that. Rest assured, I had to sleep all bundled up and covered up, man. I was cold all night, man. That shit sucked. Plus, I've been on a vegetarian, a veggie, and a fruit cleanse. And y'all just been cold already. So welcome to this brand new episode of the Bomb Pod. This is Joda here, plugging in for the Demi Vlog. And make sure you check that out, Demigod Collective on YouTube. New vlogs uploaded every Wednesday. It's 10 minutes of what goes on in our lives here. A lot of fun. Go check it out. This week's episode should be coming up pretty soon. So get ready. Have already over 25 episodes. Come check those out. Binge on them. See our progress. Demigod Collective on YouTube. And that brings me to mid-January. And I feel like even in mid-January, we're still not doing enough. We're still not getting enough work done. Joda here trying to do the most I can. And I don't know if you guys do YouTube and stuff, but let me talk to you about YouTube. And the game that YouTube is. You could get big on YouTube. Anybody can, right? But it's a numbers game. And they want content up the ass. So now we're trying to figure out how we can make logical, clean, interesting content to put together that maybe is not as stressful, but showcases how we are as people and, you know, all that good stuff about Demigod Collective. So let me talk to you about that real quick, if anybody's interested, which you are, because that's what you clicked on this episode. Stop, JP. All right, fine. Very important. YouTube is a Google platform, which means the bigger you are on YouTube, the bigger you are on Google, your brand grows in a lot more places than once, and you increase that SEO, that search engine optimization. Why is that important? You want people, or you want your listing to be on top on Google searches, and YouTube provides a great way to do that because it's already on a Google platform. So naturally, when you Google something that's on YouTube, it's going to show up. I feel it's very crucial for everybody now to have a YouTube presence. There's the best way to advertise your business or your specialty is to make a clear-cut video of your own and demonstrate to the world what you do, right? When I first started this, 2014, I already wanted to just have this kind of stuff happening more proper, but the guys didn't necessarily leech on. Everyone got lazy. But I think now they've realized the importance of it. And the value of having that ready to go. So I'm pretty excited to put out more content. This is the vlogs have been increasing in quality for me. I feel they've been a lot better. I feel like they're more natural and real. And that's what we want to get to. But to help anyone out, the real thing is consistency. Just like with anything else in life. YouTube consistency. It's... You'll get noticed the quicker you do 3 videos a week rather than 1 a week. And I've known this, but, you know, ramping up content ain't the easiest thing to do. But, and I feel that we could do more. I put the vlogs together now faster than ever, and I can add more stuff to my plate. Goose Vesper was mentioning to us that A&Rs don't look for musicians anymore or any of that stuff. Something that I've already alluded to prior. but they want content creators, people who can create and do it all. And to be honest, there's no easier time than now to do so. The technology is there for everyone, from an iPhone to a computer to whatever device or things you can use. Trust me, my dude, you can get it done if you wanted to. All of our vlogs are shot on iPhones. We have additional little accessories here and there, but it doesn't take away from shooting on a camera. You know, it is a 10K or 4K camera. You don't have to spend thousands or hundreds of dollars. Your phone is good enough. Trust me. Gary Vee is right about documentation and having that, because when you do succeed and when you do make it to where you want to, the real difference is going to be, can you see the path you blaze, the trail you blaze, right? And I think it's crucial to document that. Yeah, it's tedious. It's annoying for me too. I just finished doing the vlog. It's uploading as I'm doing this. But I know it's important, because this is the things to look back on when people want to think of an overnight success. They're usually right to be entitled to that. If you have an entire library of your successes and your failures, all of a sudden it becomes more human. And that's very important. There's a wrestler that I follow called Sammy Guevara, who's been vlogging since 2015. He wrestles for AEW right now. And he was able to get footage from when he was driving in 2015 to a wrestling show in the middle of nowhere to get paid $50 and have to do like a 6-hour round trip of driving. And now look where he is now, being able to say that he was the first match of AEW Dynamite. And seeing that in his vlog really put that in perspective. You really ain't no one gonna believe in you. People are just gonna, they want to support you, but it's with the safety blanket. And you just really gotta rely on yourself and your team, yourself mostly, to really get those things done, to add realness to it, to add a sense of urgency to it, and the responsibility that it takes to make something grow from nowhere. So then someone could say you were an overnight success. That's fucking important, man. It's a hard grind out here, but the Bomb Pod's ready and willing and able to fucking do it. I like what I'm doing. I like sharing and participating. And we got a lot more shit coming out. Shout out to Daily. Shout out to Yesterday. Thank you for listening to the Bomb Pod. Check us out on iTunes, Spotify, Anchor. Thank you for hosting us. We appreciate being able to talk to y'all.
And we're talking about really soon. Subscribe and share it with someone fucking awesome.